peeps. My name is Lizette Reyes and this is
America.
We are current freshmen at Cristo Rey San Jose Jesuit High School. Today we'll be comparing To Kill a Mockingbird, both the book and the movie. To Kill a Mockingbird is a book about a small Alabama town in the 1930s and is told from a perspective of 6 to 9 year old Scout. Scout is the daughter of Atticus Fitch, a white lawyer hired to defend Tom Robinson, a black man falsely accused of raping a white woman.
Thank you for that introduction. So, what has been your experience with To Kill a Mockingbird in the past?
Well, I've never read the book, but I have watched the movie. Now that I'm reading the book, I prefer the movie better than the book. What about you?
I actually have never watched the movie, and I've never read the book before. But just like you, I also prefer the movie, although it is somewhat different from the book.
Speaking of differences, I've noticed on page 15 of the book, Calpurnia says, "There goes the meanest man ever God lived breath into." Meanwhile, in the movie, Jem was the one who said that line. I would also like to add that Dill says he is staying with his Aunt Rachel while he is visiting Maycomb. In the book, while in the movie, he says he's staying in with his Aunt Stephanie.
I've also noticed that there were some scenes that in the movie that don't follow the order in the book. For example, when Mr. Cunningham pays Atticus with food instead of money, that happens in chapter 2, while in the movie it happens towards the very beginning after the short introduction of the cast.
Well, what are some memorable moments from the book and the movie you have noticed?
One memorable moment from the book was when Calpurnia took Scout and Jem to church with her while Atticus was at work, but in the movie there wasn't a scene where she took them to church with her.
Yeah, I have noticed that too. But America, have you noticed the character developments between the movie and the book?
I hadn't noticed till now that you mentioned it. But now that you mention it, I've noticed that Jem has a bit of a character development. For example, in the movie, when he faces his fears of going to the Radley house and touches the door because of a dare.
Yeah, that was funny. Scout, well, mine... I've noticed that Scout lived with her father, brother, and Calpurnia. She is also a very smart girl for her age and also a tomboy. She is basically your average kid in Maycomb, but later in the book with Tom Robinson's trial, she developed a more mature perspective, which allows her to appreciate human goodness without ignoring human evil.
One big difference between the book and the movie was the absence of Aunt Alexandria, which is Atticus's sister. And she was on Scout's side throughout the book, and she wanted Scout to act more ladylike. But towards the end of the book, she became more of a mother figure to Scout.
Wow, I haven't even noticed that until you mentioned it right now. But there's also big similarities. For example, Tom Robinson died in an attempt to escape prison, both the book and the movie. And both book and the movie, it showed how he died, and it was one of the most gruesomest deaths I've heard, so...
We actually have one more thing to talk about, and it is something we haven't talked about yet. It's about our favorite characters. So, Lizeth, who is your favorite character?
Well, of course, mine is Dill.
Oh, really? Well, my favorite character so far has been Jem, because, he is Scout's brother, and he's a constant playmate at the beginning of the story. He's also very protective of her, and... He refuses to back down from dares, which I can identify with, because, whenever I'm dared to do something, I feel like I have to go through with it, and...
Well, if they tell me to do a dare, I do the exact opposite. I don't do it. I'd rather pick truth. But anyways... My favorite character is Dill, as you heard before. The reason he is my favorite is because he's Jem and Scout's summer neighbor and friend. Dim is a manipulative, confident boy with an active imagination. Well, for that, the active imagination, I love characters with that because I can relate to them. I have one big active imagination, and it makes me relate to the character, and it makes, and with that, understand the story better. Back to you, America.
Well, it has been fun recording this podcast, and unfortunately it was time to say goodbye, or to say our goodbyes. Well, what do you think, Lizeth? Any last thoughts?
Yes, I agree with you, America. Like you said, I have some last thoughts. I say I prefer the movie way better than the book, although it has some differences from the book. I like the plot better in the movie because it makes more sense to me rather than the book. What are your thoughts, America? Because I like the movie way better.
Well, I also agree with you that the movie is better than the book because the movie makes it easier for me to imagine what the characters look like and, you know, and like the events that are happening in the book.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.